barrel. You say you're buying it. How?
You buy them by the pound.
Do you ever hear the expression in bulk or in bulk or loose?
Bulk means unpackaged.
Huh?
Bulk means unpackaged.
What sort of things do you buy in bulk?
Well, you can buy a lot of things in bulk. And it's unpackaged. It's not mm-hmm. prepackaged. Nowadays, we don't have much bulk
mm-hmm.
anymore. We have it usually in... big quantity. Even feed is not mm-hmm. bought in bulk anymore. It's bought in sacks, and 100
mm-hmm.
pound, 200, 300 pound sacks, whatever you're going to buy, 25 pound sack.
Mm-hmm. He
said
he doesn't live here. He lives way...
Well, he lives a block or two up the road.
Mm-hmm.
He lives three blocks up the road there, okay. up the street. Whatever it happened to be, road or street.
Did you ever say way over?
Well, that would be used sometimes. He lives way over on the north side or south side
mm-hmm.
or something like that.
What about yander or yonder? Did you ever use that?
Down yonder?
Uh-huh.
Well, yes, it's been, we did use it some. Not yander though, yonder. We did use that word. That was the word they used. I don't
uh-huh.
know where it come from. Way out yonder, way down yonder.
On an apple, if you left an apple lying around, it'd dry up. You'd say the skin of that dried apple was all
wrinkled.
Or it'd get smaller too. You'd say it was all.
Well, it naturally gets smaller.
What does bacon do when you fry it?
Shrink.
And a kind of citrus fruit that grows in South Texas or in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Oranges, lemons,
say
grapefruit.
If you had a bowl of oranges and one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges are...
all gone.
And what do people call whiskey that's made illegal, like out in the woods?
Moonshine.
Any other names?
Well, I don't know. They call it white lightning. Oh, I don't know. They call it a number of things.
Is moonshine and white lightning the same? Or
oh, yeah. Yes, sir. White lightning, it's white and they'll put some iodine and burnt sugar in it to color it.
Mm.
It only takes a drop of iodine to color a quart of moonshine, but that's not...
Color it to clear?
To color it, to make it the amber color.
Oh, yeah.
And,
doesn't the iodine ruin the...
No, not necessarily. It's not good for you, but it doesn't, unless you drink a lot of it.
Uh-huh.
They use brown, they ordinarily would supposed to use brown sugar.
Uh-huh.
And but the thing about it is what's happening now in your part of the country, they don't color it anymore. It's all white lightning. You'd be surprised how much white lightning is made in your country. more than on East Texas even.
Uh-huh.
That used to be moonshine central heaven over there. But that. You're taking Tennessee and Alabama, all them
uh-huh.
states over there, man, they got them still back in them woods back there. They make white lightning. Well, you can buy the white lightning for about $12 a gallon now, $10-$12 a gallon with, well, I guess a gallon of regular whiskey would cost you about, let's see, just bourbon whiskey now. It costs you about no less than $24 to $28,
mm-hmm.
and you can get. Yeah, there's places over there where that I understand you can still get whiskey for get that moonshine whiskey for around $10 a gallon.
What do you call whiskey that's real poor quality, like dangerous to drink?
Well, they had a name for it, and they still have. It's rotten good.